Why exactly do some young people enter aged care in the first place?
These young Australians end up in aged care because we simply don't have the responses that they need to return home to the community in place in a timely manner. Most of these young people enter aged care on discharge from hospital. They've either been diagnosed with a progressive disease like multiple sclerosis or have had a catastrophic injury from an accident and sustained an acquired brain or spinal cord injury. So they come along with complex health and disability needs, and we don't have a care system that actually can work together and wrap those needs in from the two different areas in an integrated or joined up way. So when the person is ready to be discharged, we have nothing for them to move to. The other part of the solution is also accessible housing. Many people, if they do have a home to return to, may need modifications to make the house accessible. Or if they don't have it, they're in private rental or public rental that can't be modified, they need to find an accessible home for them. So there's a combination of factors that all together mean that response isn't in place in a timely way when the hospital is looking to discharge.
Right, of course. Yeah, I've heard from a few friends of mine that work in the disability care sector that quite a few respite homes ended up getting closed last year, which would obviously, I guess, work in the same way.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting point you make, because I think one of the things we're saying to the Royal Commission into aged care is that we want to see interim housing options put in place. There's some accessible apartments out there that people could be that could be rented for people to move into while we get the care stuff organised, while we get the accessible housing organised. If we can just find that interim placement for people, we can stop those having to go into nursing homes in the first instance. The other thing we're saying to the Royal Commission is that we want a dedicated worker appointed to every young person at risk of going into a nursing home, for that worker to start working with the hospital at the point of before the point of discharge, but also to have a dedicated worker for a person who's in a nursing home who may want to move back to the community. If we can get those dedicated workers in place to work with the health system, with the disability system through the NDIS and the aged care service, if the person's in a nursing home, we can get an exit strategy in place or a prevention strategy in place that means the person doesn't have to enter a nursing home at all.
Of course. And I mean, Australia used to be kind of the pride of the world in terms of our support workers. So it's crazy that this isn't happening right now. Now, why is residential aged care not suitable for young people with disability and complex support needs?
Look, there are many reasons why residential aged care isn't suitable. One of the main reasons is they don't have enough staff. There are no mandated staffing levels in aged care, so there may be one person to 40 or 50 residents to support. That's not enough. So we commonly find young people enter residential aged care with often very important life skills like continence and being able to eat and walk. But if the staff aren't there to take them to the toilet, they're often left in bed to use a pad, and you lose your continence skills, which makes it very hard. If you're looking to move back into the community, you've got to regain those, and that can take time and effort as well as funding to do that. Another reason is that you're living with, these younger people are living with other older residents, many generations older than they are. So the average age of an aged care resident, an older resident, is up around the 85 to 90 years of age. So very different age ranges and different expectations. These young people want to continue living their lives. They're keen to get on with that. They need the rehab or the support to do so, to live in the community. But people in aged care has been set up generally to support frail older Australians in the end stages of life, not people who are keen to get on with living life. So one of the other reasons we find is that people, younger people, have high rates of depression and hopelessness when they move into aged care. The other residents, the older residents in aged care, also have high rates of dementia. So we have younger people, perhaps with an injury or a brain injury or a spinal cord injury, who are unable to call out or speak for themselves, who are particularly at risk from behaviours that dementia residents may exhibit. So there's a range of reasons why it's not suitable. I think as the Commissioner Lynell Griggs said yesterday, having younger people with disability in aged care is actually a national disgrace. It shouldn't be happening, and we're looking to the Royal Commission to recommend how we might take this forward.
Absolutely. They're all such valid points. Now, how appropriate is the allocation policy in supporting young people in aged care?
When you say the allocation policy, do you mean the funding that is available or how people go in? Or?
The funding and stuff, yes, sorry.
The funding. No, that's okay. I've had my head in the commission's submissions and things. The funding that's available, so aged care is funded, again, for a very different group of people. These are people, as I said, in the end stages of life, predominantly. They're not expected to need rehab to regain function and get on with life. So there's a very different amount of funding available. A maximum of about $80,000 a year is available through government funding to support a resident, an older resident, in a nursing home. That funding, though, isn't given to the person. It's not an individualised funding response. It's aggregated across all the residents. So the money the nursing home gets is given to them to spread across all the residents in the service to keep the service going. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, though, is an individual funding system. So the money that is available goes to the person to use for their support needs. Unfortunately, we've found that the NDIS has not yet agreed to fund the personal care needs of a young person in a nursing home. They will provide equipment, they will provide community access, limited money for allied health therapies to maintain function, not improve them. They think that improving function is the job of the health system. But they won't fund the personal needs of someone above those that they think the nursing home should do. So that means if you're only getting $80,000 as an aged care or a younger resident through the aged care funding, that compares with about $147,000 per person per annum for a younger person with disability who might be living in a group home in the community. So you can see there's almost half the amount available at that level for shared support. But the NDIS can fund those additional personal needs for younger people in nursing homes. It chooses not to. And this is one of the things we're hoping to make clear to the Royal Commission, that this is simply unacceptable. It has got to change, and it's causing harm to those younger people who need that additional support that the nursing home isn't set up and certainly isn't resourced to provide.
Absolutely. That is just shameful, honestly.
It is shameful. And I think it goes again to Commissioner Griggs' comment yesterday that at best the situation of having young people in nursing homes is a national embarrassment. At worst, it's a national disgrace.
Of course. Now, final question for today. What more needs to be done to implement these measures?
Well, from the Alliance's point of view, we think this is a very simple thing to fix and a very easy thing to fix. We simply need governments to We've proposed to the Commission that we have this dedicated worker provided to any young person at risk of going into a nursing home or someone who's already in there. And that worker's job is to either prevent them going in or get them an exit strategy to come out, and to work with all of the care systems. That's health, NDIS, disability, aged care if they're involved, housing, if we need housing to be looked at. But to wrangle those systems, to bring them together, to sit them down and get them to work collaboratively to deliver that joined-up solution that we know can be done. These systems don't naturally work together, never have really done in the past, but it's time, I think, they came into the 21st century and did so. If we can't get that to happen, we're going to see young Australians with disabilities continue to enter nursing homes and not get the care and support they need.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Bronwyn. It's been fantastic having you on the show.
Ruby, I really appreciate the opportunity. We're appearing before the Royal Commission on Friday of this week, so hopefully we'll be able to sort of come back and talk a little bit more about what recommendations there might be coming out of this Royal Commission.